So hey, what's up everyone? This is a late night with Trav and Los, and guess who's hosting? No one.
We have no script.
Whoa, we have no agenda.
No one's hosting.
This is going to be the most late night that we've done lately, because it's not about anything.
Mm-hmm.
Los, I haven't talked to you for a while about something that's like just nothing. You know, like, I feel like all our conversations lately have just been like really, because we've been developing content for our podcast, we've been developing content for the live stream at Adobe. You've been doing a lot of, you know, personal projects, and like we've been just discussing your strategies, and like I've been doing, you know, like we're doing too much. We just need to be friends. We just need to do nothing.
We're publishing partners, and we've doubled down on that.
So much doubling. I think so. Like, we're just gonna record a small conversation with us, seeing what's up.
Yeah,
just chilling. No script, no preparation. What up? So let me tell you something that I've been doing lately. I've been thinking about a lot lately.
Okay,
is about influence and how could I maximize my influence. Let me give you some context. So a while ago, maybe about 2 or 3 years ago, I was heavily deciding, like actively deciding, if I wanted to be a developer or not.
Mm.
In fact, I got offered a job as a developer.
I remember,
not as a designer.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a crossroads in my life.
I've had a similar crossroads, maybe mm-hmm. not as strong as yours.
And you have to like make a decision.
Mm-hmm.
So I ended up saying I want to be a designer.
Okay.
I don't want to be a developer. I like developing. I like teaching it. It's fun, but I don't want to be one.
Mm-hmm.
And here's why. Not because I don't like development, because I wanted to be more influential.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can imagine the process of something being built or published as a stream of water, right? It's going downstream. Who's touching it first? Who's inciting it? Whose vision is actually getting built? It's not the developer.
Mm.
No, a developer, you know, and I'm not trying to diminish what they do. It's just that they have a different purpose, a different approach, right? A developer is trying to make things efficient, you know, functional,
mm-hmm.
and the way they have impact is not it's not as apparent as a designer. It's more like structural, foundational, right? So it's super, super fundamental.
I think it's important to understand that you're talking about this in the context of a larger company.
Yes. Well, even a personal project.
And you know? I'm moving past a personal project because there are a lot of companies that have been brought to fruition because of an idea of a developer.
Yeah.
And he or she had the tools at their disposal to build it despite the UI and the design.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, but you know, even if they built something great and that was like the start of the, I don't really know what you're talking about, but like, you know, design is first. Like you think about, what is this for? Who is this for? You know, like, I'm not talking about visual design. Maybe they used like Bootstrap and didn't have to worry about the UI, but I'm talking about the design of the idea, the design of the product.
So,
you know, which is, you know, research and ideation.
Let me mirror back.
Okay.
At what I think you're saying.
Throw it back, buddy.
That you wanted to be in a position where you could have more influence.
Influence.
And
right.
Part of the influence comes from design thinking.
Yes.
And what I'm saying is that, sure, there are developers that began companies. Facebook.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Began because of a developer.
Sure.
MySpace, because of a developer. And they had the skills to do it, yet they were enacting design thinking.
Yeah.
And thus being influential.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then you opened up by talking about
Influence
and how designer and developers, and at what points they touch a project or an idea.
Uh-huh.
And it tends to be those that are most in a position to influence design thinking would touch a product first or envision something moving forward.
Yeah.
Then a developer gets it done.
Yeah, and it's like it's a little bit of a nuanced conversation, really. I mean, because like are developers influential? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Like I work on some projects that are just led by developers, mm-hmm. and what am I? I'm just a tool that they're using. I don't, it's fun. Like so, I'm like, okay, let's do something weird, guys.
Yeah.
but really, the products that I'm most proud of, and the products that like take up most of my time and mental energy, are the ones that are, you know, product led, mm-hmm. instead of the other way around, mm-hmm. numbers led, if you will. Mm-hmm. And I guess I'm talking, you know, with a mixture of stereotypes and personal experience, but the theme is I wanted to be upstream.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to be upstream so that I could define products, mm-hmm. as opposed to build them.
Mm-hmm.
And taking that theme a little bit further, I've been thinking about how, as a designer, could I be influential in my organization?
Okay.
And so we got hung up a little bit on the developer designer conversation, which was not what I intended, but you know, there's no script.
Yeah, it's okay. We're moving on. Your point.
Yeah, yeah. My
of why you
get to the point, Travis.
I'm not saying, well, I don't mean to say you don't ever get to your point. In fact, last week you were straight to the point and had a fantastic episode. So what I'm asking you is to get to the point.
Oh man, that was a don't do and gap.
And gap.
Thank you for that. Well, so I've been thinking about how in my design organization could I be more influential. I'm thinking I need to get upstream,
mm-hmm.
within design. And what does that mean? That means to kind of be a teacher or a guider of other designers, mm-hmm. be a leader,
mm-hmm.
of other designers. And you know, there's two kinds of leaders, really. There are leaders who are bestowed authority from on high,
mm-hmm.
from, you know, the CEO says, you're a design lead.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe not CEO, but like, you know, the
whoever,
you get promoted to a design lead.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're a leader. You have people that directly report to you. It's obvious.
Right.
And then there's the people who lead from below. So, mm-hmm. from above, from below. The people who lead from below are people who are solid people. And if you're stuck on a design problem, in this instance it's design, but it could be any type of thing. If you're stuck on a thing, you need some help. You need like a somebody you can trust.
Mm-hmm.
You go to this person and you say, hey, what do you think about this? Now that person is upstream and they can influence you,
mm-hmm.
right? And they're not in that leadership position, that upstream position, because somebody put them there. They're there because that's who they are, and mm-hmm. they're trustworthy and they're solid and people kind of like respect them. So I'm thinking like, how do I demonstrate that that's where I feel comfortable in helping other people? And I had this moment this week where I was given an opportunity to collaborate with a more junior designer.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of coming in and saying, okay, give me your files. Let me mess around in there and kind of like make the project mine.
Mm-hmm.
We were designing a logo. I said, hey, you know, and the designer sent me a link to her files.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, thanks for sending that link. I didn't open it up. I don't want to mess with your project. What I want to do is just talk with you about what you want your project to be.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe we can discover something new within that conversation. And she's like, oh, okay. Like, all, like, so what happened was, instead of having this situation where, because I am a senior designer,
mm-hmm.
And she's a junior designer, just like within the organization, there's a structure there where mm-hmm. she gave me her files and was expecting me to like,
do this, come, this, and that.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. It'd be like,
your strokes here are unbalanced.
Change her work, you know, like actually yeah. take care of like things and
let's use these colors. Yeah.
What right. was that like dictate what's going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
Instead, I wanted to lead from below and lift her up instead of pull her up.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
I get what you're saying. I think it's fantastic.
Was like, it was a really good experience for me, mm-hmm. to kind of get to practice that.
That's cool. I'm marrying that to this idea I have of leaders in the workplace.
Uh-huh.
And as a designer, right? A design leader. And there's three that I see. One is a manager. You have direct reports, which you said.
Yeah.
And then the second one that I think of is a craft leader.
A craft leader.
Right. Someone who, so traditionally people that want to designers that want to grow in their career, promotions, financial benefits, more salary or whatever, move from an individual contributor or craftsman to a manager, because they're like, well, the only way to get paid more and to move up is to have direct reports.
Right.
So there's the manager.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this other parallel track, which should get you the same financial gains over time, as to being a craft leader, someone who becomes a principal designer.
A principal designer.
Right. Someone who's amazing at their craft, doesn't need to manage, yet leads by example, by craft, by craftsmanship.
Mm-hmm.
And what you're saying is that there's a third leader, which has nothing to do with pay, has to do with influence, because influence isn't the amount of money you get paid.
It's not. No, no.
Influence is how often and how well can you lift others up to attain their goals and do their best work.
Yeah.
Which is, that's what you're talking about.
Uh-huh. And I think it's recursive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I had a good experience with this designer, it's likely that she'll want to show me something that she does, like, next week or something, you know? Mm-hmm. And maybe recommend me to somebody else who has a similar question that she's talking to.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like it will kind of... Like, well, we talked about selling your work earlier on in the month, right? Like, one of the episodes that I did previously was like, how do I socialize my work?
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is an interesting thing that kind of just came to me, and I've been thinking about it lately. Like, it's not my own work.
Mm-hmm.
I'm socializing my influence.
Yeah.
Like, how can I help this other designer be the best designer that she can be?
Mm-hmm.
It's by not forcing my own work on her. It's by, like...
Facilitating.
Yeah, facilitating.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which is a skill in itself that you may not be focusing on if you were like, I'm going to be a developer.
Right.
Right. Like yeah, you have these opportunities because you chose a different path.
Mm-hmm.
Right. There's a fork in a road. I had a similar fork between being a designer and a developer.
Yeah.
I was like, maybe I should, because I was lacking in development skills.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, if I want to be a better designer, I need to know how to develop my own things.
Yeah.
Which I think there's truth to that.
Makes sense to me.
Right. There's truth to understanding the platforms in which your designs are getting built on.
Yeah, I agree.
So I think understanding is key. I don't know if knowing how to do it is as imperative as understanding the limitations and the boundaries.
Yeah.
And so I chose to remain as a designer, and instead of bolstering up my development skills, bolstering up my business acumen.
Interesting.
What I'm hoping is that it'll allow me to help bridge the gap between creativity, what designers do, and business, the numbers, what makes
it possible to have a job.
That's right. And so if I'm able
which is super influential.
Right. So if I'm able to sit in the middle, I'm able to speak creatively and be that bridge between business and creativity.
Yeah. I think when you're working on digital products, there is an opportunity to have a seat at the table,
because
you can speak for the user. We had Jared Arandu on the podcast a while ago, and he said, you know, if there's anybody that sits right next to the user and has a voice that could champion the user's intent, it's the designer.
Mm-hmm.
And who better to have at the table making business decisions than the person who voices the user?
Mm-hmm.
And because at the end of the day, the user is the one who has your money,
mm-hmm.
and you need to get it from them by satisfying them.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So I think that's interesting. Like, inserting yourself in the business of things with the voice of a designer, I think, is a good and logical move.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I like it. Hey, this has been an impromptu late night with Travis Lewis. If you guys want to add your own thoughts and ideas to this conversation, we'd love to hear it. And you can reach us at Twitter or on Twitter at Travis Lewis. We also have an email, travenlos.com. No, wait, that's a website.
Mm.
There is that, though.
There is
travenlos.com exists. And on travenlos.com is like a history of all of our episodes. And then
travenlos@gmail.com.
That's what I was trying to say. Yeah, that's the one. Now, what would you do there? What would they send us through the email?
You could send us
pictures of cats.
Pictures of cats.
Because it's the internet, you know.
Mm-hmm. With lasers and rainbows. You can send us an audio file of a question that you have.
Yeah.
Or a thought or a comment. It doesn't even have to be a question. It could be additive to anything that we're saying. And we will, if it's interesting, transpose it into our episode such that it is Travis, myself, and you, the listener.
Yeah, so it's late nights with three people.
Mm.
Anyway, we appreciate you guys' time for listening to this episode, and we'll see you next time.